Speaking of Mike Erickson, who's actually the lead singer from the melodic band from Norway called Magnificent, he was also touring with Camelot, as well as also he's the lead singer of the band Circus Maximus. What's going on today, Mike?
Oh, it's all good. I'm actually just got home from the studio and laid down the last vocal lines for the next Circus Maximus album. So, 5 years in the making and finally done.
Well, you know, I want to get my hands on that, being that I'm a huge Circus Maximus fan, and I saw you live at Prog Power, what was it, about 4 years ago, 3 years ago?
Yeah, I guess 3 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, with Pagan's Mind, and who else?
Yeah.
The Crimson Glory tribute.
True.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That was a fun.
Yeah, the Prog Power Festival in the United States is it's a great, great festival, you know. It's you get to meet all the people and the fans, you know, and hang around with them and, you know, go eat and lunch with the fans or, you know, whatever. You just hang out and have a cool time.
Oh, yeah. So, you ready to get started?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, getting back to other than Circus Maximus, which I'll bring up in a few minutes, how did the Magnificent get started? You want to give me a brief history?
Sure. Of course, the album has been released on Frontiers Records here in Europe, and I guess also in the States. But and I'm a great contact with the director in Frontiers, Serafino, who's a great Italian guy, and they always come up with these cool. What can I say? It's like, you know, get together with different kind of projects, super groups, or whatever you call it, you know?
Right.
And I told them that, you know, if you have some cool melodic stuff going on that you need a vocalist for, you know, give me a holler and maybe it will work out. So, and then it took about 2-3 weeks and they got in touch with the guitar player of the Magnificent, whose name is Tursti, and he's from Finland. So, and then the game was on.
It is such a phenomenal album, I gotta tell you that much.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. So, you wanna tell me on, you know, your self-titled album called The Magnificent, why do you guys wanna choose, you know, a self-titled?
I've heard that a lot, you know.
Seriously.
Oh, you call the name, you name the band The Magnificent. Oh my God, you guys got a, you know, a big ego or whatever, but having in mind that we didn't even come up with a band name, it's like, I recorded the album and everything, and suddenly I saw this ad somewhere on the internet saying, "Watch out! The Magnificent is coming out with Michael Erickson on vocals and blah blah blah." And I was like, "Wow, it's called The Magnificent. Well, that's cool." So it was actually the record company who came up with the band name.
Did they really?
Yeah, probably they think it's Magnificent, so hopefully they.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. I mean, I never heard like a record label naming your band. That's weird.
Yeah, of course, you know, it's a project that me and Tourist did together, but of course it's their album, and they got us in touch, so we didn't even mind that at all. I think it's cool now.
It's pretty kick ass. So you want to tell me who actually designed your album cover?
Well, I guess that was a friend of the Italian the Italian bunch, as I call them. So I have nothing to do with the front covers or the artwork or anything. So that was actually pretty cool. Again, you know, looking at the this is the artwork for the album. Cool.
You had nothing to do with it. Here you go. Here's it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Although that girl you see on the front there, that's actually me a couple of years ago on the beach here in the Mediterranean Sea.
Oh my
God. We used a lot of Photoshop, of course, and changed and added some hooters on me and whatever.
Nice, Mike. Very nice. So how long did this CD take to make, you know, start to finish recording wise?
More or less 2 years from day one when we started, you know. Tursti wrote the songs and everything in Finland, and then he sent me some demos. And, you know, I comment on the internet and say, you know, maybe we should try and change some chords there, maybe we should change some of the melody lines there, you know, to get that Michael touch, as I call it. So that's how we actually wrote the album. He wrote the songs, and I and also most of the melodies. But of course, to make that specific Michael sound, you needed a little more. I needed to add my little style here and there.
Of course. So Here we go, jumping into Circus Maximus, which I gotta say is one of my all-time favorite bands. I gotta tell you that much.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So, when is your new album going to be released for all of us Circus Maximus fans? I mean, do you guys have a title for it?
We have a title, of course, but I cannot tell.
Oh,
I cannot say anything.
No,
my secret so far, yeah. So, but expecting the plan to be released this summer.
Wow, you want to let the fans in on a little bit about the album? I mean, tell them if it's more melodic. Which way you guys can actually, you know, you can give a little bit of a hint, you know?
Well, of course, if you're a fan of Circus Maximus and you're hoping to hear something like First After All I Say Again, sure, you have the guitar licks and the drums and everything, and of course, and still, what Circus Maximus is all about is the melodies. And I can also say that this album is going to kick some serious ass. It's, of course, as mentioned, we've spent the last 5 years making it, so it would be a disaster if it sounds bad after 5 years, then we don't have a talent or anything.
Oh, come on. The first chapter and Ice Lay were definite masterpieces. Seriously.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Then I really think you're really going to enjoy the new album. It's got all the cool licks. It's got the hit songs, if you call it that. And I can't wait to see it, see the response from all the fans around the world. You know, they've been waiting for this for a long time. You know, watch yourself.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, being that people probably know that are in the prog power, you know, genre, but how was it actually touring with Camelot taking Roy Kaycon's place?
Well, the tour didn't go through, of course. The thing was that I got a call from Thomas Youngblood, a guitar player of Camelot, and telling me that they had a problem, that Roy couldn't do the American tour because he was sick.
Yep.
And they had, it's like a week's notice. So they were like, what are you going to do? We have to go through this tour because there's a lot of money at stake, a lot of fans have bought tickets, blah, 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 blah. So I was like, well, I'm honored that you guys asked me, but this is really, I have to check out my band first and see if this is cool. So, of course, the guys at Circus Maximus say, hey, go, that's so cool, you know, just go ahead. And then, of course, I had to talk to Roy, he's a friend of mine here in Norway, so I called him up and say, what's up? And he's like, yeah, I have a trouble with my throat and everything, so if he wouldn't have given me the go, I would never have gone over there. So, but sure, it was like a telephone from Thomas Youngblood, and 5 days later, I was in in the States.
Wow.
And we rehearsed for 2 days, and of course it was a very stressful situation for the band. You know, they've been playing together for many years, and suddenly there's a new guy standing there singing their songs. So they had to make a lot of decisions on this short time notice, you know. So they, of course, could choose to go through with the tour, or they will cancel the tour and all the fans could get their money back, you know. And anyways, I had a great time, and the guys in Camelot are great guys and good friends of mine, and we had a blast, of course. So that was the story, actually.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. I mean, I heard that, you know, what happened to Roy Kahn, which, you know, he's an awesome vocalist. Believe me.
I've been a great fan of his for many years, so it's strange. I've been going through a lot of over the years musically, you know. Suddenly I was a prog power in the United States, you know. And then I was on stage singing with Conception, which was Roy's first band. Yeah, and I was singing along with one of the songs on stage, so, and that was like bizarre. And then 3 years later, I'm singing for him in Camelot, so it's like, what? What?
Yeah, now they got Fabio Leone, you know?
Yeah. It's a great, I saw their, we played support for them here in Oslo last time they were here, and but I didn't get the chance to talk to him, but he's a great singer, and he's doing the band well, yeah.
Oh, you want to tell me who your actual musical influences are for your idols? Come on, where do you get your inspiration for your voice? That's just like so melodic and just so, I can't even just say, it just sends shivers down my spine.
Ah, well, of course, thank you, and you know, the melodic touch gets, you know, I got that from growing up in the 80s, you know, listening to Def Leppard, of course, and yeah, bands like Def Leppard and Queensryche, Skid Row, you know, bands like that. Was some, I was like a teenager when I listened to bands like that, and trying to sound like that and sing like that, you know, you develop some kind of voice after a while, hopefully. So, but of course, nowadays, I really like Symphony X a lot. I think Russell Allen is one of the greatest frontmans out there. You know, he's a kick-ass singer, and on stage and off stage, he's a great guy. So, Symphony X is actually what I'm listening to a lot lately.
Wow. Well, I just got done seeing them about a week ago in San Francisco with...
Yeah.
I searched who they were touring with, and I know Michael Pond for 19 years.
He's a great guy. You know, we toured with them here in Europe.
Yeah.
And me and Michael LePond, we know we had a good time. We were hanging out every day and sightseeing around each city almost, you know, so he's a great, great guy.
Yeah, I was actually the one to tell him to get into Symphony X. If it wasn't for me, he wouldn't have got it in, because I knew him when he was like a nobody.
Yeah, but he's from New Jersey, isn't he?
Yeah, he's from New Jersey.
Yeah.
I knew him whenever he was in a band called Rattlebone. He came up to me because I knew him for 19 years, and he's like, should I get into Symphony X? I'm like, yeah. Are you a dumbass? Yeah, go, Mike. So I saw him like last weekend, and he got me on the guest list, and he's like, anything you want, Allison, you're whatever you want. Yeah, and I found out, like, you know, he actually asked me who Circus Maximus was when he was going out on tour with you. And I was like, yeah, you better go on tour with them. They're fucking killer.
Yeah, well, that's cool to hear. You know, they're great guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had a great time. You know, I had a cool opportunity here. I don't know if you know this, but of course, you mentioned Pagan's Mind earlier.
Yeah.
Of course, those guys are friends of ours. And again, I had the opportunity to sing for them because their vocalist Nils had to go home to Norway for a couple of days. So
wow.
Then I was so I actually went through and got down to Germany and performed three shows as a singer for Pagan's Mind together with the drummer of Circus Maximus, actually.
Oh my Bruce, god.
Who is a great, great singer. So then we got to hang out with Symphony X again, because that was their support slot was for Symphony X. So that was cool seeing them again.
Oh my god, my mind is just spinning around going, holy shit.
Yeah,
that's
what's going
pretty
on.
Cool. You're a busy guy, Mike. Oh my god.
Pagan's
Mind, Camelot, Circus Maximus, the Magnificent, Jesus Christ.
Can you believe it? In between all of these projects and stuff going on, I still have time for my cage dancing.
Oh my god! Oh, you're definitely you're funny. Oh my god! So
I shouldn't go there. I shouldn't start. You know, once I start rolling with my tongue here, talking out of shit. So
that's okay. So actually, what actually is your favorite song off the Magnificent to sing?
I really like the song Cheated by Love. I think that's a really cool song, and with kick-ass chorus and cool bars and, you know, everything. I like all the songs in the album. And, of course, but I think Cheated by Love stands out. And, of course, there's a song called The Memories, which I wrote together with Matt from Circus Maximus.
Wow.
So that's a cool thing, because, you know, we both... into melodic rock, and you know, we like it melodic, but this time around, when we wrote that song Memories, we wrote it in one day.
Wow.
And then we recorded it all in one day. So, you know, because if we wouldn't have done that, we would have ended up changing guitars and changing melody lines over and over and over again, and spending 5 years on it, and then it would become the Circus Maximus song. So we just had to say, okay, this is how it goes. Don't change anything. Blah 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 blah. Bang! There it goes. So the spontaneity and everything is really cool.
How about for Circus Maximus? I mean, I know you have two albums. Pick your child.
Oh, I love Isolate.
Yeah, that's a good
thing. My favorite song is From Childhood's Hour. I love that song. That's because that's so melodic and still it's pretty soft, but still it got all the chops and everything going on. And I believe as on the new album you have more songs like that, actually.
Really? Wow.
I can't wait to hear what your thoughts about the album.
Seriously, I'm like the biggest fangirl for you. Oh my God, I just said that on the air. Holy shit,
I'm glad to hear that.
But seriously, I mean, A Dark in Mind and, Sin, like I've been telling you off the record, just the most, right there in your face, melodic, just right to the punch,
Yeah, I'm glad you like that song, and then also that's a cool song to play live. It's been a while since we played it live now, but we changed, in the middle of the song, we strip it down, take it all the way down, it's not like the album, and I really like that, it's...
Yeah.
You'll hear it somewhere on YouTube or whatever, but sometimes, you create a song, you record it, and then you change it when you play live.
Oh, yeah.
Some think it's silly, but of course, sometimes it's actually cooler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it shouldn't change too much on the original song, of course.
That's how it is,
vocalist, sometimes, your voice is not there for that night specific concert, so
mm-hmm.
you have to change the melody line and sing something else. And people are like, oh my God, he didn't do the high pitch, or he didn't do that. My God, he's a bad vocalist live, man. He didn't do it like in the album. Well, then you just gotta tell him, hey, just gotta live with it, man.
No, if people ever get a chance to see, Circus Maximus live, seriously, they should.
They really should. Yeah, hopefully, not hopefully, we will, for sure. Because, of course, as I mentioned, we did the last vocals today, so we start mixing the album tomorrow, and the next week there, we're going to do the master of the album, and then we're going to start planning the tours and everything, so we will, for sure, come to the United States with a new album, that's for sure.
Yeah, speaking about touring, I mean, with Circus Maximus, and also, are you going to be touring with the Magnificent, too?
No, it was never planned to be a live band. It was, just
big,
cool, like, so.
Cool.
But of course, after all the great feedbacks from the album, album of the year, album of the month, album of the week, top playing list on every radio station, it's like, what the hell's going on? Maybe we should play the songs live somewhere, to give the people a cool show. So if a good offer comes along, we thought about it. Not a full tour, but a couple of shows. That would be cool. Sometime in the future, of course.
Yeah, that would be pretty killer. That actually would be pretty cool. So,
yeah.
Speaking about, about your life, I mean, where did your musical background get started other than Def Leppard and also Sebastian Bach? I mean, how did it actually get started?
Well, of course, I always liked guitar playing. I started playing guitar when I was 12. And from then on, it just developed from playing guitar and then starting to sing while playing guitar and then trying to sing without playing guitar, developing all the time. And but I guess I grew up with the music all around me. Not that any of my parents were musicians, but they really gave me the roots there, with all the music.
Yeah. Okay. So, how is it actually working with Frontier Records? I mean, I know Dustin personally. He's an awesome guy from the United States. I don't know, Serafino, but how is it working with that label? I mean, you've got such amazing company on there.
Yeah, of course, when we started off with Frontiers, of course, they also have grown over the years. Sunday they have Whitesnake, they have, all kinds of cool bands. And,
yep.
So, and of course, although we are pretty heavy and metal band, we still, you know, bring in all the melodic stuff that, you know, if you like melodic rock, you probably like Circus Maximus as well, if you like it a little harder sometimes, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, but being on Frontiers is great. You know, we can do whatever we want. We make our own songs. Nobody has anything to say with the final outcome. So that's great.
Yeah, they're just incredible. I mean, you have Vega, you have Unruly Child, you have you guys, now Docu, which is signed.
Yeah.
Winger.
Sebastian Bach, Winger, and I gotta say, Winger, man, Kip Winger, he's my favorite songwriter of all time.
Really?
Yeah. He and actually Richard Marx, those two guys.
Really?
Yeah. So, I listen a lot to Richard Marx growing up, and I still listen a lot to him because he's a great singer and a great songwriter, and I guess that's where I also get my melodic touch.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. I actually saw him live in Finland 2 years ago or something, and that's one of the most memorable shows I've ever seen. He on an acoustic guitar and just piano. It's amazing.
Never got a chance to see him. Wow.
Oh, amazing. Oh, crazy.
Wow. So, are all of your albums still available, like Isolate, as well as also, you know, The First Chapter and...
Yeah. Well, if not, please tell us. Yeah, of course, you know how it is. You often get a lot of emails from fans around the world saying, hey man, I'm trying to get your album, but I can't buy it here in blah, blah, blah. And you have to send them a link. Here you can buy it. You just have to search on the internet.
So how do you actually feel about internet radio playing your music all over the world, such as Metal Messiah?
Ah, great. You know, thanks to people like you, you know, the music gets spread to people that probably don't go to YouTube or don't go to the Magnificent site or Circus Maximus site or whatever, you know. People that like rock music just put on a rocking radio, you know, and wow, that was a cool song, you know, playing on your show, and hopefully that will get them interested in probably buying the album or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you have, you know, fans all over the world now, because just everybody that has internet radio.
True, it's true. And, you know, and also in Japan and everywhere, so, we released two albums with Circus Maximus, but we feel like with this album, it's really a go, you know, bow, now here we go, man.
So, what do you think about people downloading your music on the internet? You have any thoughts about it?
Well, you know, I don't personally, I never download music. I actually bought today on the iTunes the new Dream Theater album. I bought Coldplay, Every Teardrop is a Waterfall, the single. And also, I don't know if you heard about it, I don't know how you pronounce it, but it's Gautier, Gautier. Somebody that I used to know, the song.
Okay.
Somebody that, it's a great, great song. It's 80 million hits on YouTube, and I never heard it before. It's like crazy. Yeah. But people can, you know, I think it's, you know, earlier, like 12, 10 years ago, people, you know, downloaded more for free. Now people are more into, you know, supporting the bands and actually buying stuff on iTunes and, you know, going on different web shops and buying the albums.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I don't mind if people download the album, but of course, when you think about it, before people, a band could sell like 10,000 albums in one city, you know, and as a promoter then, you know, or a record company, say, okay, you guys sell a lot of CDs in that territory, you should go touring there. Now you don't know how many CDs you see sold, or, you know.
Right.
Like, many people download the album in Africa, you should go there. Yeah. How do we know if if they have downloaded it or whatever, you know? I think people, the bands and the musicians all around are getting used to the situation now.
So, how do you actually feel about the melodic power metal progressive scene as a whole today as to, like, years ago? You have any thoughts about that one?
Well, I'm not that into that scene, actually. The only band I'm listening to that's metal nowadays is Dream Theater Symphony X.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a while since I bought something else. Of course, there are a lot of cool bands out there, and sometimes, you get a link from a friend, I check out this band, and wow, that was cool. So, but I'm getting older, not older, but I'm growing older every day, and of course, nowadays, before I could buy a CD, I could go into a record store and listen to an album, and wow, that's a cool drums, cool guitars, you know?
Yeah.
And then suddenly the vocal starts, and the band haven't focused enough on the melodies, you know? So it just falls down, you know? And I'm not picky with the music nowadays, but if the band doesn't have a cool melody or something to offer, you know, for me as a listener, it's like, you could have done it better. You know what
of
I mean?
Of course.
Yeah.
What actually has been your biggest challenge as a vocalist for, like, either Circus Maximus or, like, The Magnificent?
Well, as a vocalist, of course, in our kind of genre, you know, I can't drink alcohol and party like a crazy man. I can't. So I have to maintain my voice and keep, you know, take care of it. And that's probably the hardest part is, of course, taking care of that, because I'm a party man.
Are you really? I couldn't tell at Brock Bauer.
I'm getting older, but still, I'm the fun guy. So, remember when we were touring with Symphony X last time, all the bands got in the bus and we head out to the next city and people start drinking and have a good time. And I was like, well, I can tell you all about it tomorrow because I'll remember everything. Because I didn't drink, you know.
Oh, no. Which leads me to ask you, okay, now you're letting me in on something. What is actually the most outstanding story you can actually let me or the listeners know? Something legendary that you're not, you know, ashamed to admit out of the bag. Come on.
Oh, well, stuff happens all the time. Like a show we did here in Norway, sometimes you just, shit happens, and there was the song, I sang the second verse first, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that didn't fit the first, so when I was midway through, I was like, shit, this is the wrong lyrics. You know, and I was like, because the second verse is a lot shorter, so I was high pitching and everything. It's like, and looking at the band, I was like, dun, 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 dun. I was like, oh shit. And then I do what I always do, and I just have to joke it around and make up something else. And when Michael fucks up, he fucks up good, yeah. You know, something like that.
Hey, that's okay.
Yeah, you have to laugh about it when stuff like that happens, of course. I remember a cool thing, and that's many years ago. You know, I think it's, you know, we're good friends all in the band, so you know, we know each other pretty well. So, and I remember we were playing a show, and there was this rocking riff, you know, in the middle of the set, you know, where our drummer was playing so hard, you know, with double bass drums, you know?
Wow.
It's like, ticka 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 ticka. And suddenly, his chair, you know, it's collapsed. So he felt like half a meter down, but still playing the drums.
Oh my God!
I just don't know what was going on. So I looked around. And I saw he was. I didn't see him because he had fell down, but he was still playing. And I saw his face. You know, I'll never forget those eyes when he was like concentrating.
You're probably like, what the hell?
Yeah, I remember a cool thing when we were in Spain, and I remember we had some issues with the electricity, so all day through it's like stuff going on, sound check, you know, Mats, our guitar player, had some issues with his microphone getting electrocuted, he got electrocuted trying to sing, you know, stuff like that. It's like strange stuff going on. So I remember with this first song, like your favorite song, A Darkened Mind, when I was having my in-ear system, you know, ready to sing and everything, I remember going on stage, and it's like, you walk alone, but in my ear, I only hear the keyboards going like this, because of the electricity, it was changing the sounds all the time on every chord. You hear the harmonics, you hear the piano.
Wow.
Also, our keyboard player is going crazy over there, looking at his keyboard, don't understand shit because it was electricity doing all the shit.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so, but of course I have a tons of stories, but yeah.
So, if you could have an ultimate tour with Circus Maximus or the Magnificent, I mean, who would you actually put your band with that you haven't played before with?
Well, of course, a great opportunity for us would be, of course, going on tour with Dream Theater. We actually had a talk with Dream Theater was here three or four weeks ago. We've been emailing a lot with James Labrie because he's a good friend. We met him after the show talking about stuff, and he's a great guy. All the guys there in Dream Theater are great guys. So hopefully in the future we'll end up going on tour with them.
That would
be a dream come true, of course, because they have a great audience and our music is not that far away from them, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah, that'd be totally killer. Circus Maximus with Dream Theater. I definitely
That would be cool.
That'd be a good bill. That's definitely a perfect package.
Yeah, that would be a perfect package.
Anybody else?
Well, in our genre, is Dream Theater is the biggest one, and if you should go to something else, then it should be a bigger band, of course, who's probably not in our genre. You could Muse, Coldplay, whatever, all the big bands would draw a lot of people.
Muse is good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Not many people are familiar with Muse.